Thank you, Mr. Announcer. And greetings to my friends here and elsewhere. You're once again listening to the voice of Dr. John R. Brinkley of the Brinkley Hospital, located in the Roswell Hotel, in the city of Del Rio, the county of Val Verde, state of Texas, in the United States of America. You are listening to Dr. Brinkley, the originator, and not an imitator. A Brinkley-gram for your consideration at this time is, it is great to have wit and sense, but it's greater to have virtue and honesty. When one has all of these, he lives a full life. But the common disposition to acclaim wisdom above honesty and to regard the witty with more favor than the good will result in the establishment of standards of very low virtue. Someone said many years ago that only smart people should be hanged. His reasoning was that where there is knowledge, there should be responsibility. He didn't believe anything should be expected or demanded of fools. It is probable, however, that he never realized what a horde of people would be turned loose to prey upon society if the ignorant were excused for their vices. Just where intelligence stops and foolishness starts would be a little hard to determine. There never could be a general agreement on that. A man may be considered highly intelligent and yet be so much like the lower animals as to terminate his satisfaction and enjoyment where he gratifies his appetite and passion. The most learned in schools and books and rules of etiquette and conversation may cast virtue the farthest from the door. The selfish man whose acts have no bearing in the direction of a general service for humanity may be called a success by many. He may be considered an intellect at a tea party or a political powwow, but he hasn't yet learned to walk upright. He is still crawling in the dust without anything about him to indicate good breeding, much less true reasoning power. Someone has wisely said that to polish your manners and neglect your duties is inexcusable hypocrisy. About as clever and as polite a man as I ever saw would steal the buttonholes out of your vest. Knaves are smart in the sense that the word is generally used. The most gracious appearing host may be the least virtuous. A pickpocket may bow and scrape while he's getting your watch. When modesty, when purity, when sincerity, when honesty cease to be greater characteristics in men and women than cleverness and impersonations of goodness, then indeed will our society be on the rocks, and our civilization drifting down upon the dangerous waterfall. Nature and reason direct a course that is wholesome. Wit and cleverness may direct one that leads into a wilderness full of savages. We must not, in our thinking, expect excellence from every smooth pretense, nor regard as low and vulgar that which has a rough exterior. Poison may be found in the waters of the most beautiful fountain, and life-giving food may be obtained from beneath a hard, rough shell. It is fine to be able to understand what is right and just and becoming to a man or a woman in this world, but it is better to have the will and courage to do what is right and just and becoming. These are the sentiments of your friend, Dr. J.R. Brinkley of the Brinkley Hospital in Del Rio, Texas. For the information of you people who come to see us, if you come by bus or railroad train, we have uniformed drivers in automobiles and taxicabs who meet every train and every bus and bring you directly to our offices in the Roswell Hotel without charge to you. When you arrive in Del Rio at the railroad station, look for a uniformed Brinkley driver. You'll see our name on his uniform, and get in his car, and you'll be safely conducted to the Roswell Hotel. And the same thing if you come by bus. When you arrive in the Roswell Hotel, go to the second floor, to the Brinkley desk, and register. Then tell the lady or the gentleman at the desk about what price you want to pay for room and board while you are in Del Rio. A representative of the Brinkley Hospital, without cost to you, will accompany you to a good, safe tourist camp or a good, safe hotel and see that you have good, safe, clean accommodations while you are in Del Rio. Del Rio is a town of some 12 or 14,000 people. And when you come here, a stranger, you do not know the good places, and we want you to find the good places to stay where you'll be in safety and comfort and well taken care of as a visitor to our fair city. If you come to Del Rio in your own automobile, drive in, and don't come by bus or train, then before you make any arrangements about staying any place, first come to the Roswell Hotel and come to the second floor and go to the Brinkley Hospital desk and inform the attendant that you're here. And a representative of the Brinkley Hospital will go with you and have you comfortably and safely located in the tourist camp or the hotel or home that may best suit your pocketbook and wishes. We are trying to safeguard you and see that you are not misled or imposed upon. In traveling to see us, regardless of whether you come by train, by bus, or drive your own car, do not bring any money with you, excepting just enough for actual traveling expenses. It is unsafe in these days for anybody to go around carrying very much money on them. And another thing that I would warn you against is do not make the acquaintance of strangers when you're traveling anywhere. Any person trying to make your acquaintance usually has some axe to grind. Most people have good intentions when traveling. They are not seeking the acquaintance of others, but read their paper or their book and attend to their own business and leave strangers alone. Those people that you meet when you're traveling that are trying to get acquainted with everybody and trying to get you to get off the train with them or at the bus station and go into some place and have a drink or some place and have something to eat, are those strangers you meet who seem to know everybody in the next town where the bus or train is going to stop, are usually dangerous to you as a traveler. We've had patients coming to see us, had met strangers at some of the bus stations and railroad terminals in some of our larger cities, and they trusted the stranger and went out someplace and were held up and robbed. We had one man coming to us who had his money in traveler's checks. He went with a fellow in one of our nearby cities, and this fellow took him into a place to get a glass of beer. Just inside the door, he stuck a gun in his ribs, took his traveler's checks off of him, and at the point of a gun, made this patient of ours sign these checks, and then he disappeared. So traveler's checks for you are not safe if you're going to make the acquaintance of strangers. If any stranger annoys you while you're traveling, complain to the railroad conductor or complain to the bus driver. Or if you're in your own automobile and stop someplace and somebody annoys you, complain to a policeman. Keep your business to yourself. Some of my patients have lost their money by meeting a stranger, and the stranger asked them where they were going, and they told the stranger that they were going to see Dr. Brinkley. And the stranger would say, "That's where I'm going too. Glad to meet you, and we will go together." So this bona fide patient of mine would think that he had met another fellow that was going to be a patient of mine and become quite friendly. And when they separated, why, he found that his money, his billfold, his pocketbook had been picked from his clothes. So you attend to your own business as you travel and stay away from strangers and don't bring money with you. You can leave your money in your bank at home and give us a check after you get here. That is the only safe way. I'm pointing these things out to you to protect you people in Radioland who come to see the Brinkleys in the Brinkley Hospital at Del Rio, Texas. Remember, at this season of the year, we have some very special rates that you should take advantage of, and you should come here and see how cheaply you can secure medical treatments and surgical operations at the Brinkley Hospital in Del Rio, Texas. I hope you'll send 45 cents and get my literature, my doctor book, rectal booklet, examination blank, and lecture dealing with cancer. This literature is sent to you for 45 cents and should be read by people who are well, also those who are sick. Do not put off, as so many do, about coming to see us. If you have any intention of coming to see us, come now while there's yet a chance for you, because every day we see men coming to us who have stayed away too long. I can't give you new kidneys. I can't give you new arteries, and I can't give you a new heart. And when these things are damaged, they're permanently damaged, and no doctor under the sun can restore them to normal condition for you. Get out of your mind that there is any such thing as a cure. To my knowledge, there's not a cure in the true sense and meaning of the term for anything. And this is Dr. J.R. Brinkley of the Brinkley Hospital, located in the Roswell Hotel in the city of Del Rio, the county of Valverde, the state of Texas, in the United States of America, speaking to you. I am the originator of my work. I am not an imitator. So once more, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the voice of Dr. J.R. Brinkley of the Brinkley Hospital, located in the Roswell Hotel in the city of Del Rio, the county of Valverde, and the state of Texas in the United States of America. Dr. Brinkley is the originator of his work. Dr. Brinkley is not an imitator. You know, folks, there's much that's beautiful in this great world of waters and skies and lands. The scenic glory of the Grand Canyon is a feast for the eye that can feed the earth and never part with any of its entrancing grandeur. It holds the magnificence of a million sunsets. It has gathered in the loveliness of forgotten years and will carry it in its painted cliffs and crags out to the uttermost ends of time. In the presence of such heroic art, we stand amazed and with adoring hearts yield all reverence to the Almighty. Roaring Niagara and Mount Rainier, crowned with its eternal frosts, and Yellowstone Park with many awe-inspiring touches of the divine artist and imperial decorator of the eternal, all appeal to our love of the beautiful, the gorgeous, and the sublime. We find the fingerprints of God upon these wonders of the Western world. They make all the mortal grandeur that was Greece and all the mortal glory that was Rome pale into insignificance. They overshadow anything found in man's architecture and efforts from the pale beginning of history. They speak of a creator who can fashion beyond the most fantastic dreams of man. They awaken in us a spirit of humility. They tell us how insignificant man is in the presence of omnipotence. But we do not have to go to these mighty amphitheaters built by unseen hands to learn that there are forces forever busy performing miracles that puzzle and baffle the most intelligent designer. We can walk out into the garden at dawn and find in the tiniest bloom, with a teardrop on its tinted lips, a mystery and a creation that man can never duplicate. Every morning glory that unfolds its loveliness to the kisses of the day whispers a challenge to the wisdom of the world. Man can make a flower, but he can't make it breathe. He can't make it come tripping in with the fragrance of springtime. He can make a beautiful boat and send it out to sea, but he cannot throw the glory of the sunset upon its sails. He cannot make the waves that rock it like a cradle. He cannot make a bird that will rise over the meadow and sing a song to the newborn day. All the mortal wisdom that has dwelt on this earth, all the skill and genius and initiative and imagination that have served our aims since time began, could not create a caterpillar that would turn into a winged butterfly. The brain power of Europe and America combined, with a million Edisons, could not give us a mellow spring day in the middle of bleak December. There is but one power that can do these things. Those who see no manifestations of that power and no intelligent direction behind it are the mentally blind. And these are the sentiments of your friend, Dr. Brinkley, of the Brinkley Hospital in the Roswell Hotel in Del Rio, Texas. I hope that you can see the beauty of a flower and a dewdrop, a sunrise and a sunset. I hope you can see the great force, the great intelligence, the great creative power behind these things. Because if you fail to do so, you are mentally blind, and your soul is missing much. There are so many of us that are blind to everyday things that are self-evident. We're blind to the significance and the danger of disease, probably as much as anything else, because we know that more than 6 million men and women are sick all the time. Isn't that a severe indictment of our intelligence? Isn't that a severe indictment of our civilization? We who are supposed to be so well educated, we who are supposed to be so far advanced in the sciences, and yet 6 million of us are sick all the time? Folks, it's neglect. It's not because it's necessary for so many of us to be sick, but it's downright carelessness. In a large majority of these cases, getting a wrong start towards the correction of your illness is as disastrous to many human bodies as a young man or a young woman starting out on a crooked pathway of life in their youth and then trying to become moral and straight in the later years of their lives. You know, we have read that the way the twig or the tree is inclined is the way it's going to grow. And in everything we do, we should do it in a straightforward, decisive, understanding, careful manner. We may make a bad investment with our money and lose several thousand or $100. That isn't nearly so much of a tragedy as making a bad investment in the kind of treatment that we're going to use on our body, because if we make a bad investment in matters of health, the wrecking of our body, the tragedy is great, and so many times can never be restored. That is why that I say to well men and well women, boys and girls, send 45 cents and get all of my literature that I'll send you by mail prepaid. And read it and study it for the sound, common sense advice that it contains. The fundamental truths of good health are contained in Dr. Brinkley's doctor book and other literature. I teach and have been teaching over the radio for 14 years what the medical profession is now teaching, and that is the greatest prevention of these chronic diseases is to educate men and women to have a yearly examination and instruct the men and women the various things that they may have the matter with them, and then proceed to have those things corrected. We offer a most excellent diagnostic service in the Brinkley Hospital in Del Rio, Texas. We make as good an examination of every man and every woman coming to us as we know how to make. When we learn how to make a better examination than we are now making, we will do it. Paraphrasing the statement of a well-known automobile manufacturer, when better examinations are made, the Brinkley Hospital will make them. We do routinely on every man and every woman coming to us X-ray work, blood chemistry, and microscopical work. And many times over this radio station, I have gone into great detail to explain to you exactly what each of these was. If you are not familiar, if you have not heard my discussion of an examination, if you as a layman do not know what a good examination should consist of, read in my doctor book what I tell you a good examination should be like. And then you go someplace and get the kind of an examination that I advocate in my doctor book, and you will be well examined. And then, if you are being examined by people that you have confidence in, sincere examiners, and they advise you to have something corrected, you proceed and have it done. That is the only safe way that I know to guide your footsteps in the pathway of health. Anything else is too dangerous and too risky. We offer a mail service in sending you a questionnaire and asking you certain questions for you to answer and return to us. And we will write you free of charge without placing you under any obligation whatever. We'll write you by mail and tell you what we think your disease may be or what's the matter with you. But we offer no mail order treatments. We do not treat anybody that has not first come to us and had a personal examination. But in having you answer this blank, many times we see symptoms that you tell us about that indicate a serious disease like cancer or like ulcers of the stomach or some other disease that we can warn you about and tell you to proceed and have an examination made to find out what these symptoms are. And this caution on our part to you, which is a free service, I'm sure has sent many people to the hospital and the physician in time enough to save their lives. Our mission in life is to help people. And for the past 18 years, I have been saving men's enlarged prostate glands from being removed. Removing the prostate is a big, dangerous operation. Many men die following the operation. Many who have the operation and have the gland removed are no better off after it's out, so far as their symptoms are concerned, than they were before. Many are worse off, and only a small percentage really get satisfactory results. And the thing the man who suffers from an enlarged prostate is seeking is riddance of the various annoyances that he has. Another condition that produces similar symptoms is piles, and we have a specialist in the Brinkley Hospital who treats your piles without operation by the injection of medicine causing them to go away, and the work is guaranteed, fully guaranteed to you, and it is non-confining. We also repair ruptures without surgery, and we clear the infection out of the prostate without surgery. And the surgery that we do for enlarged prostates is very mild indeed. You walk to and from the operating room, You're not given gas or ether or chloroform. You're not put to sleep or subjected to any harm or danger. You carry on a conversation while the work is done. And after it's done, you walk back to your bedroom, lounge around in your bed for a day or two, and then get up and visit around Del Rio, returning home at the end of 7 days. This is a system that we've been using for the past many years in thousands of cases with most excellent results. We court your closest investigation of the Brinker method. And I'm sure that if you investigate my method among my patients, whose names and addresses I'll be glad to supply you upon your request, I'm sure that you will not be satisfied with anything excepting the Brinker service, because the Brinker Hospital has now been in operation for 20 years. It is the original institution. It is the original work. It is no imitation. And it is no attempt of somebody trying to ride to their bread and butter on the success of some other individual. I have always been independent in thought and in action and in creation. And everything that I have ever produced for the benefit of men and women has been of my own creation and not that of someone else. I invite you to come to the Roswell Hotel where the Brinker Hospital is in Del Rio, Texas. Mix and mingle freely with our patients and let them tell you what we've done for them. And I know if you do this, that you will become a Brinker patient if we can afford to have you. This is Dr. J.R. Brinker of the Brinker Hospital, located in the Roswell Hotel in the city of Del Rio, the county of Valverde, state of Texas, the United States of America, the originator and not an imitator, speaking to you.